Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Then we go up to our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers that are hauling the mail and the packages and all that good stuff to all everywhere, all around the countryside. And, of course, to our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it happens to have to go. And, of course, our friends at Amazon, the Amazon warehouse workers and the job they do, sorting through the packages and whatnot to get to you, as well as their drivers that are out there on the road delivering them right now. Now, let's not forget that you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You'll also find us on MeWe. You'll find us on Gab. You'll find us on Parler. And we're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and listen to the program right now over there on that website. And then we also stream it all day long. For those of you that want to hear it, if you don't have access to the podcast, you can just go over there and listen to it. Okay, joining us right now from north of us, up on top of the ledge that some people call a mountaintop, but it's higher than it is here, so we'll leave it at that. It's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, and there they are, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and they're going to go back in, but it's 69 degrees over here on one side of the building and 67 degrees on the other side, so they got it going in both areas. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in the pledge, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we found out something about that meeting last night that they had in East Palestine, Ohio, one of the principal parties in the action chose not to show up because they were concerned about their personal safety. It was the Norfolk Southern Railway.
Let me tell you something. If this Biden gave a State of the Union address,
yep,
and he said, "The little people," or no, we care about the forgotten man.
Yep.
If he kept going on and on about that,
yep.
Okay. Well, I would say that these people of East Palestine are now the forgotten man.
You bet they are.
if it had been a decent situation here, because this thing happened on, what, February the 3rd? Is that right? Okay. The meeting last night, otherwise known as kind of a town hall kind of thing, was held by the residents in the high school there. If these people are decent people and really cared, then the meeting would have been hosted between the EPA, the Department of Transportation, FEMA, Norfolk Southern, Red Cross. They would have brought in, you know, all the people that would be responsible for what happened and responsible for helping these people, okay? And none of those people have showed up. None. Zero.
Nope.
So there lies what I think is significant. Those people, FEMA, EPA, Transportation, Red Cross, nobody cared. So the only person of any kind of title was the congressman.
This is really this is really pathetic, and I hate to tell you this. The more I find out about it, the more I find out about how the fire department even and the hazardous materials people even were kept out of this. This was a decision that was made to do what they did to this train by the Norfolk Southern Railway and the Department of Transportation.
Well, unions.
Yep. And look what we got. Look what we got. This is going to be a mess for many, many years to come. And I'm still going to tell you, in my opinion, they're going to have to tear down some of those buildings because they'll be uninhabitable.
Well, and therein lies the next problem, because it's got less than 5,000 people in it.
That's right.
But it's not just about the town, because there is a sizable perimeter in this that's going to be affected because of the air and water.
Yep.
Now, these people are going to leave. They're going to figure out something else. They're going to move. They're going to have to, you know, start a new business or get new jobs. And if they own their homes, who's going to buy it? Nobody.
The government's going to have to buy it for whatever the market value is.
And so where is, you know, Biden and his whole forgotten man kind of thing? Blah, 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 blah.
Yep. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the congressman who was there, Congressman Jamal Bowman. He was the one that was present for all of this. We're going to talk about him, and we're going to tell you what was on that train and what it exactly is going to be affecting right now, right away. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. This is bad stuff. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest auto insurer in the country. They insure well over 26 million drivers. And you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go to the local office that they have and find out what they would charge you for the car or the truck you're driving, and so on and so forth. Now, let me tell you, if you got a motorcycle, if you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV, that's considered bundling when you add that to your policy. That will get you a lower rate initially. But where you really, really, truly save big money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy together with your car insurance policy. That's where you'll save a bunch of money. So go over to Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and do one of two things. Either use the website, which you can, to get the price comparison quote for you, or use your local agent, and they'll tell you who it is, and then you'll be able to talk to the agent, get everything handled that way. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have Bagham and Bob on the line, so let's go see what he would like to talk about. Mr. Bagham and Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain, on the disaster up there in Palestine.
East Palestine.
Mm-hmm. East Palestine, correct. Was all the things that were being transferred, were those either liquid or gas?
Yes.
It was both. Was that your question?
Yeah, no, but either liquid or gas. Yeah. And why? How come we don't have pipelines to transport that stuff? See, and also the protocol of the Department of Transportation Buttigieg's thing seems like they're very lax on that type of thing. And I agree with you that they should have had people there representing them. There's no way that they're supposed to get by with that.
You mean when they had? You mean when they had their meeting?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
You're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should have been an EPA. Just like when we have a hurricane here in Florida, they send mm-hmm. they send everybody down and all that. Mm-hmm. So this is just ridiculous.
Okay.
And, all right. That's it. Yep.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, Denise, guess what? We got our phone lines loaded up here. So, well, first questions first. Which one do you want to address here, Bob's?
Well, he didn't really have a question except that there is a manifest, okay?
Right.
So that does exist.
Mm-hmm.
What was happening here is the brake system or some kind of bearings, which is really what caused this whole thing. And that's actually on some video. I saw how that was the cause of the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
But the decisions to burn this thing is, I think that needs to be at the heart of this whole matter. And where did that come from and the actions, if they were going to do that, and, well, they did, why didn't they take these people out and where were the experts? I mean, who asked experts of the consequences of doing this controlled burn, which I would argue wasn't a controlled
I can answer a lot of what you just mentioned, and I will before we take our next caller. Number one, the railroad took control of the situation in Norfolk Southern. Number two, the highest local authority decided to go along with that and allowed the railroad officials to determine what was best to do. The hazardous material professional people in the fire service and in the emergency management division did not want that thing set on fire. They wanted to drown it in foam. They wanted to drown that fire, get the fire put out first, and then offload the chemicals, which was vinyl chloride. And ladies and gentlemen, there was 1 million pounds of vinyl chloride in those cars. That is enough to kill many thousands of people many times over in that town. Now, that's been released into the Ohio River Basin, which is home to about 25 million people. You want to talk about a mess? They got one.
Well, what I'm trying to say here is there should, in fact, be a procedure. And I don't think anybody followed a procedure.
They did not.
So... Mm-hmm. That therein lies my question, my
right.
Person here.
Let's go to caller number two. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am. Eric up in Tennessee here. Hey, real quick, you touched on something, sir, and kind of, I don't think it's still thunder, that the hazmat people, they have situational awareness. They have scene control at all times.
That's right.
They don't back this off to some corporation. Okay, and whoever the knucklehead is decided, hey, let's set this ablaze. Guess what? Anybody ever heard of a Superfund site? Love Canal, 3 Mile Island?
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct, correct.
Right over a nuclear
correct.
Power facility in Pacific Northwest? There should be heads rolling over this, and people should tender their resignations immediately.
Yep.
From, dare I even say, almost up to the governor's office of Ohio. Because you don't bow down in a hazmat situation. I don't think people understand this. All that material, all that soil, everything needs to be excavated.
That's
it
right.
It needs to be encapsulated. Then it needs to be stored. That stuff does. There's only special facilities designed for hazmat incineration.
You are right.
Ensure mm-hmm. that is to ensure 100% neutralization and mm-hmm. evaporation or whatever, mm-hmm. however you want to call it, of these materials. Now, I've done rudimentary, hazardous material decontamination training, et cetera. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff, dilution is not the solution, especially when you're dealing with a watershed that, what did you say, 25-plus million people are going to be drinking?
That's right.
Surface
that's right.
water, that,
that's
doesn't,
right.
that doesn't take into effect that's down in the aquifer there. Mm-hmm. On the, this is a generational issue. And thanks for letting me vent, but this is this is unconscionable, in my opinion. Thanks very much, ma'am, sir. Good morning.
Thank you very much. And he's right. And again, for some reason, the Department of Transportation got involved in this and exercised their authority too. But they converted or convinced the local highest authority, who could have at any time turned this over to the feds or to the governor's office, and they did not do it.
Well, first of all, you know, the governor, which I'm not very happy with his responses, but nonetheless, he's just kind of as much of a victim here as anybody else.
Sure.
Because he's been told by, you know, the people that Norfolk Southern hired, and, you know, he's gotten calls from Biden and blah, 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 blah. So, but he can put his foot down. He can say, I want this place evacuated. I want these people compensated. And that comes from FEMA. So, you know, he has some consequence blame, I would think, to put on here, but not decision blame on the front side.
No, not at all.
That literally comes, and you got Buttigieg, who's putting the burden on
Trump.
EPA.
And
yeah,
Trump.
He's also, he put that on because of, you know, some kind of rule, you know, with trains and whatnot. Well, let me tell you something. If an administration can assign a rule or undo a rule, the current administration can do the same thing. So, you know, he's you know, gaslighting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it is unconscionable to me that they allowed Norfolk Southern to hire their own company to do the air quality testing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many are actually doing the water testing. But both of those, I think, are significant, especially the consequence of the water. Because, you know, rivers flow into rivers and creeks flow into rivers, and then that goes into groundwater, which is wells. A lot of those people are actually on wells.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other interesting thing. Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, he is also very involved in this thing, too, because it sits on the border. And, you know, I think Shapiro's, he's a jerk. And anyway, this is bigger than what we're sitting here talking about.
It is absolutely positively. You are spot on with that. That's why we need to keep talking about this, because this is going to be one of the deadliest environmental emergencies that we've seen in many, many years, and that goes back all the way to the World Trade Center. This is as bad or worse.
Yep.
All right, well, Denise, I'll let you go. We'll be talking more about this tonight on the Radio. So have yourself a great day, and I'll see you a little bit later.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Stay tuned. We're going to have a chat with one of our experts, bottom of the hour, about some health issues. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One person is dead and three more are injured after a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas. Police say two suspects are in custody and that the mall will remain an active crime scene. It is unknown what the motive was. The mall is in the same shopping center as the Walmart where 23 people were killed in the shooting in 2019. FDA advisors are recommending that a popular overdose treatment be sold over the counter. An independent panel said Wednesday that making Narcan nasal spray available without a prescription would significantly expand access to the life-saving treatment. Many states have already issued blanket prescriptions allowing pharmacies to distribute Narcan, which reverses opiate overdoses. A former Giants legend thinks Aaron Rodgers might not survive in New York. T.E. Barber said on his WFAN radio show that the Packers quarterback will have a tough time navigating. ESPN is reporting earlier this week that the Jets made a formal inquiry on the availability of the Green Bay star quarterback. Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our conversation on the military and veterans news segment. We have a special guest today, Annie Okerlund. We'll get to her in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. And that would be Bo Browning and Company, nationalaviationnaa.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And I'll tell you what, folks, the National Aviation Academy is one of those places where if you're looking for a job, a forever job, where you'll make more money than you know what to do with the possibility of making as much as you could ever dream possible, then you need to go and check out the National Aviation Academy. Military veterans that have had some sort of flight experience, working the flight line or working on one of the aircraft crews, you've got a leg up already. check out your GI benefits to make sure you got enough money to cover this. If you haven't gone to school already, you do. You'll be taken care of 100%. But the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, one more time, NAA.edu is where you go. Look up their campuses. They have two of them, one in Clearwater, Florida, and one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you will get some of the best training in the world to learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. And when you do, you'll have carte blanche to go to work anywhere you want in the world. Anywhere you want in the world. Money, not an object. You're going to make it. You're going to make a lot of it. So check them out, NAA.edu. And what I want you to do is write down this phone number, because you need to take the tour of either one or both of their facilities. Now, here's their number. It's 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number. Ask to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy. Okay, joining us right now, we've got our friend Annie Okerlund. And I know you've been very patient waiting and listening to all the stuff that's been discussed here, but if you want to mention something as to what you heard me talking about, have at it.
Well, it just concerns me, as we were talking about, if people are struggling, especially with their breathing, please go to a hospital immediately.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you cannot mess around with your breathing. You need to go. And when we're talking about chemical issues, go, no matter what, especially as if it gets in your skin, on your eyes, as it's going to be. And it's just horrific, absolutely horrific.
Yeah, this is going to be something that's going to be around for a couple of decades before they finally get it totally rectified, and it's just a real mess. Now, I did get a message here, and I want to say a special shout-out to my friend Danny Hamilton, the owner of the Trump Bus in Atlanta. He and his driver are sleeping at the Flying J in St. Augustine on their way to the Daytona 500. He says, wish you were here. Well, I wish I was there, too, Danny, but it doesn't seem to work out that way yet anyway. We'll have to wait till you get closer. And that's our buddy with the Trump Bus. He does all the tours, the Make America Great tour that's out there. So anyway, there you go. Now, Annie, you get people healthy using yoga, and a lot of people go, yoga? I didn't know. What the heck is that there? That's for a bunch of people that want to look funny upside down on their head.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that people kind of shy away from sometimes is feeling comfortable to talk about how things aren't working sometimes.
Yep.
And I think it's really interesting at this time of the year, you know, everyone says, I'm going to do this. These are my goals. I'm going to run a marathon by the end of March. And they start in January. So what happens is that inner critic, or there's a great author called Michael Singer, and he wrote a book called The Untethered Soul.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks about, in yoga, we talk a lot about monkey mind. He talks about the annoying roommate in your mind. And I think that's a great description, because we've all had an annoying roommate, either a sibling, you know, or when, you know, we were in college and we had a crazy roommate that never did the dishes, that was dirty, was just played their music loud. And a lot of us continue having this annoying roommate in the mind. And it can be a negative talk cycle that we get into, or when there's been extreme chronic stress, like our military and our first responders, especially those in Ohio right now, this sort of looping negativity kicks in. And one of the beautiful aspects of yoga, the physical practice of yoga, but really mainly breath work and meditation, gives us this ability to self-reflect. And that's one of the amazing aspects about being human, is we have this ability to self-reflect. Animals don't self-reflect. Dogs can give you sad eyes if they realize, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But they don't sit down and go, I should have done that differently. Or I'm going to perseverate over everything that's ever happened to me that was stressful. Humans, it's a gift, and it also can feel like a curse when it's that just rapid fire negativity in the mind. And it can be very interesting to pause, something that's very tricky in our day to day. But as a practice, even 2 minutes or 5 minutes, like when you go to the coffee maker to pour another cup of coffee, sit down, feel the heat of the mug, and then just breathe for a second. Notice your breathing. Notice any muscles that are overworking, because tension is going to cause this constant dysregulation in the nervous system, which is going to fire up the mind. The body and the mind talk constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, maybe we'll talk about that next, about the vagus nerve and how we can engage that, or disengage that, really. The reality is that by slowing down, and again, it doesn't even have to be 5 minutes. It could be 3 minutes. And each of us can carve out, even a couple times a day, a moment. You pull in at home. You're transferring from work mind to being at home, especially if you have little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, oh, my gosh, at the front door, desperate to see you. And you still have the day's mental strain in your experience. So pause. Slow down. Self-reflect. What went really well today? What do I maybe need to focus on a different way tomorrow? Or especially if you're navigating goals from the beginning of the year. Instead of, oh my gosh, I suck, I can't do this, I'm not worthy, whatever the loop is, and each of us luckily have our own things that we loop on, mm-hmm. you know, that we think about, and it can be really, really detrimental to the forward momentum of our life. And I feel really strongly about that, because even though, you know, I've done yoga for 26 years, I still have moments where that old tape, and I laugh sometimes, I'm like, dang, this thing is from the 70s. It's like an old, you know, 8-track. They don't even make 8-tracks anymore. It won't even fit in a CD player. But it's an old loop that we all kind of carry around with us. And
now,
yoga...
Now, yeah. Can you stick around for a little bit? Because I'm going to go to a break here. And when I come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about some things here that I got on a list that I put together. Okay, good.
Okay.
Good, because we'll do that. And then, of course, we'll have to part company after that. But you are so well-versed in what you do. And by the way, folks, her website is exaltedwarrior.com. That's exaltedwarrior.com. And we're going to tell you how that name came up. And all the things that she does for the veterans, because a lot of people don't realize that this little lady that I got here on the phone does a lot of things for the veterans. And you vets don't know that you got somebody right here in your backyard helping you if you want the help. She's there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you travel, too. You get around to some of the big places around the countryside. So hold that thought. Here comes the music. I'll be right back, folks, with Annie Okerlund. And, of course, she is with ExaltedWarrior.com. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way right after this here break that we're about to take on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Where I'm at, I hope it is where you're at. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, I am talking to Annie Okerlund. Annie is the official yoga contributor to our radio show. That's what we call her because she is. She's had 26 years of instruction in yoga. She's a certified Bikram instructor. She's a certified IRS meditation instructor. She's the founder of Exalted Warrior Foundation, Adaptive Yoga for Veterans. And she founded the Yogani Yoga Studio in Tampa, one of the most successful studios in the entire Southeast. Now, she happens to be the daughter of two veterans, World War II and the Korean War. And Annie works with disabled veterans in Tampa Bay and across the U.S. with her male and female veteran retreats. Now, through her outstanding track record with helping veterans, Annie was selected to do work with disabled veterans at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. While at Walter Reed, she worked with soldiers who are amputees, burn victims, those with traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, and post-traumatic stress. Now, Annie also hosts many yoga classes for veterans right here in the Tampa Bay area through her network of certified yoga instructors. Now, she's able to arrange instruction for veterans across the United States. Some of her classes for the general public are open for first-time students. And she just told me she has a Zoom class now on a computer the second Thursday of each month. Now, you can check out more about her by going to the website exaltedwarrior.com. That's exaltedwarrior.com. And I'm going to bring Annie back into the mix here. Now, Backgammon Bob is one of our listeners, and I'm not sure. You may have met him over there at Mission Barbecue at one of our lunches that we had. I think you did. And he's asked a question about how hard or how easy it would be to take this. And, of course, he's got some problems, some issues, you know, with pains and this, that, and the other and all that. I know you make it as easy as you can, right?
Absolutely. The idea is not to create more pain. It's about learning the patterns of, so that's an interesting thing about injuries. We get an injury, maybe we have surgery, and over time, if we're not taking care of it, the body creates patterns of holding. Like, say you hurt your shoulder, you're going to hold your shoulder in a certain way so it doesn't continue to hurt. But now you've created a new pattern of holding, so there's lots of things we need to get into.
Yeah.
And as I always say, this is the one time, let go of the idea of no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. Because when you go into pain, you jack into sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight. Most of us are there anyway. Mm-hmm. Why push ourselves further into it? So we're actually seeking the opposite. So that's why in our yoga classes, I always laugh, it kind of looks like romper room by the end of class. Because we've got blankets and yoga props and blocks and all these different things so we can get the body to its absolute most comfortable position. And then we take a good long rest at the end, which helps reset the nervous system even more. Which is, this is where everybody jokes that I always say yummy and delicious because we're trying to feel yummy, you know. I know, it's ridiculous, but it works.
Well, I imagine it would be, right?
Right.
Okay. So, again, let's establish with you how we get a hold of you, number one, and how we can move along and give it a try and see if it'll work.
One of the best things to do is go to our website, exaltedwarrior.com. There's a tab up at the top that says Practice Anytime. And when you hit that, you'll see the schedule for our Zoom classes and our in-person classes. There's several classes on our Zoom. We teach flow yoga, so you'd need at least a yoga mat or a towel. And if getting out of a chair is uncomfortable, you can sit in a chair. We have chair yoga videos. We have all sorts of videos and then all sorts of recordings for our meditations. The meditation, the number one meditation that we have on our website is the one that says for sleep. So it just goes to show everyone is chronically exhausted. And what happens if you're interested, you can sign up for our email list. They go out every Thursday and they have the links to all of the Zoom recording or Zoom practices as well as what our local stuff is and recordings on our YouTube page for doing a gentle flow class on the floor, doing something on the chair, breathing exercises, things for sleep, all of that stuff. So we've got a massive amount of free resources on our website. And then we also have our community adaptive class here in Tampa. And it's just west of the airport, so it's really easy to get to from North Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, down south, because it's right off the interstate.
Mm-hmm. All right,
And it's great. Yeah.
All right. Well, exaltedwarrior.com is a website, exaltedwarrior.com. So we look forward to having some people come see you. And one of these days I'll make it when I finally get out from underneath all the problems that I got over here. Jeez.
Right.
I'm the walking wounded here. They had to do another procedure to me on Monday.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it is what it is. But
is anyway. That leg propped up right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, it is. I have my little stool here, and you can come in here and you could say, well, no, I'm not going to take a picture of it, but it is what it is. Okay, well, Annie, I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Captain Matt. Take care.
You take care. Thank you very much. Okay, Annie Okerlund, everybody, and she is just the best at what she does. If you want to try and see what you can find out, exaltedwarrior.com. Doesn't you know, no harm, no foul. Check her out, exaltedwarrior.com. ExaltedWarrior.com. And I'm not sure that I'll be able to get this next caller in. I got all this noise you hear in the background are messages that are coming to me. So messages that got coming to me. But it is what it is. Now, I've got Jeff chiming in here, and I'm not sure exactly what this is all about. Strange things. Well, anyway, we were talking, and we're going to be talking with the colonel about some things here, because there were some procedures that just weren't followed. And we're all about, when we do things, massive drills and whatnot, and mass casualty drills and hazardous material incidents, and especially ever since September 11th, the paperwork and the type of stuff that we do is all laid out for us based on past experience. And the people that can change what it is you're going to do are not people like what we just heard about. The railroad company, the local mayor, the local county legislator or whoever, if there was one involved. It becomes a state or a federal incident rapidly, very quickly. And this didn't, and I still, for the life of me, don't understand why. And I also don't understand why Pete Buttigieg wasn't there. But he wasn't. But he wasn't. He's been absent without leave for this whole incident. And this is wrong. This is absolutely, positively wrong. It's not the way we operate in emergency services. Because we can be held responsible for all this stuff. And the lawsuits that are going to happen as a result of this, my God, the lawsuits are going to put companies out of business. It's going to cost investors money. Some of these companies, if you're involved in financial investments in some of these companies, you're going to wish you weren't, because it's going to just come back to sticky right in the face when you deal with these chemicals. And again, when I found out that they had £1 million, and yes, I did say that, when I found out that they had £1 million of vinyl chloride on the train, I knew they were in trouble. I knew they were in trouble. And I found that out through a congressman who has not been paid a lot of attention to and should have been, because he was barking up the right tree, talking about the right stuff. But guess who wasn't listening to him? Well, number one, the train company, number one. And number two, apparently the local politicians. Boy, oh boy. What a mess. All right, folks, we're coming back after top of the hour news and all that stuff with our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. It's going to be a great day in the neighborhood. I shall return. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.